With 15 medals at the last Island Games in Guernsey, it's perhaps no surprise the Isle of Man swimming team is in high spirits going into the latest games in Orkney this year. The number 15 is prominent again this time around. That's the number of swimmers who'll fly the Manx flag this month. At the heart of the team once more will be team manager Erica Bellhouse and national team coach Lee Holland. Manx Radio's been speaking with them both to get their thoughts on the campaign ahead.
Yeah, I think we're all generally getting ready to go. I think there's a lot of excitement building, a lot of fundraising, but it's actually with the fundraising comes an awful lot of team building as well. So yeah, in a really good place at the moment.
And Lee, when we've spoken to you before, one thing you've brought up quite a few times is that kind of that bond within the team as well. There always seems to be a really positive atmosphere when you've gone away, not just to the likes of the games, but when you go away off Ireland as well. How prevalent is that this year as well, that sort of positive mindset among everyone?
Oh, massively so. I think this game's, there's a lot of the team based on Ireland, so that helps because these guys, most of them train together day to day, so they've already got that team feel. Obviously there's a couple away at schools and universities, but the bond that's there, and when those additional athletes come back from the UK back into the fold, it's like they've never been away. The team work ethic and the team ethos is massive, and our captains Joel Watterson and Laura Kinley really do a great job in keeping the team morale up, giving a few talents off if they need them, and keeping everyone in check. So yeah, the team feel is really good going into these games.
And Erica, 2 years ago there was quite a lot of medal success in Guernsey as well, so I suppose not necessarily take numbers out of the equation, shall we, but you know, how do you go about matching that same sort of standard this time around?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've got that to build on, and we've got a really strong team. It's actually really nice. We've got a lot of returning members, but returning for their second game. So last time they were kind of like real newbies. They're going in with a lot of that experience, which makes a big difference. We've got the likes of Harry Robinson, who is a Commonwealth athlete, but it's his first games because he's moved back to the island and he's able to now compete for us. So we've got Commonwealth athletes, and we've got, again, some new first games athletes as well. So it's a real mix, and I hope it allows us to build on previous success.
And Lee, as Erica said, for a few of those, it was a first taste of the games last time in Guernsey as well. What are the biggest things do you think they'll have learned from that experience?
I think the multi-sport factor, the fact that we're around other teams, it's not just swimming. I think that's a really positive step in terms of going forward when hopefully they move on to Commonwealth Youth, Commonwealth Senior. That idea that they learn how, you know, it's not just going to be, it's not just a swimming meet. I think the guys that had their first taste of Island Games competition last games have all stepped up. They've moved forward, and they now understand what's expected. I think sometimes it can be a bit of an eye-opener. I think they're quite ready to get in, and they know what's expected now, so they're ready.
And obviously, Erica, Lee will have an idea of this, I suppose, on the day-to-day, the coaching side of things, but there seems to be consistently, as has been the case for many years, this conveyor belt of new talent coming through Isle of Man swimming as well, and even some returning athletes, as you've mentioned too. So how encouraging is that, not just for the sake of the Island Games, but going forward, that the Isle of Man still has this steady stream of athletes, young and old, that want to get involved in the sport?
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic to see, and I think it's testament to Lee's coaching. The thing that I see most of all is that they're having fun whilst training, and I think that's what keeps that momentum. It keeps them in the sport. You know, we're not now seeing them dropping off at 15, 16. They're staying with us into their 20s and eyeing Commonwealth Games, etc. And as I say, to see another, I think we've got four newbies this time in the team. Well, actually five if we count Harry, which is ironic, but here we are. That is what we want. You know, those, they're able to come but still compete with Joel and Laura, you know, to have your first games but have Commonwealth finalists in your team mentoring you is just something that's so unique to what swimming's able to produce on the Isle of Man.
And Lee, similar question from a coaching side of things, seeing all these different athletes coming through, and like you've already mentioned, those sort of kind of more experienced figures that can almost take them under their wing a little bit. How proud does it make you feel to see it?
It's really nice to see the youth and the experience gelling together nicely. You know, Laura Kinley's attending her seventh games. You just don't get experience like that, especially not in what most people deem to be a young sport. But we've got Laura, who's, you know, been doing this for 14 years. on a team with Olivia Williamson, who is not yet 14. So yeah, that shows the span and the experience that those guys bring to our younger athletes. It's just a really nice mixture, and we're going to see some fantastic performances, I'm sure, because of that spread across the whole team.
Now, Erica, every swimmer out there is going to be competitive. They're going to want to win. That's a fact. But are there some out there, I mean, you don't have to go into details about it, but are there some that maybe have different objectives than others? Are there some that are very much targeting those gold medals and some that are obviously looking to try and get that if they can, but maybe focusing on the experience this side around?
Yeah, and I think what's probably unique about an Island Games is that it's probably the first time that some of them are perhaps going there with a job to do. So that job may be actually, it's the first time we've had heats and finals of relays, and some of them, their job may be to just swim the heat of the relay and get us into the final. And that is as big a job as the four guys that are going to step up in the evening. They've been rested in the morning and they're ready to go and get those gold medals for us. So I think that's unique, and something that swimming, which is a very individual sport, to then turn that into giving somebody that role, and that is your role and it's a very important role. Again, it's just something that we can't, you know, if you were in a swim program in the UK, we couldn't replicate that, and it's fantastic. And then let's hope that is put forward into Commonwealth Finals. You know, if you have that experience at Island Games and you can take that forward to a Commonwealth Final, we can't replicate that any other way.
And again, mentioning Commonwealth there, obviously just over 12 months' time, the Commonwealth Games return in Glasgow as well. So although nothing's said and done yet, it's still some distance away. How valuable could an Island Games performance and or experience be for an athlete that maybe has their eye on potentially going to Glasgow next year?
We've seen it tens, if not hundreds of times in the time I've been working with Team Islandman, that the Island Games really does provide a stepping stone and an experience, okay, at arguably a lesser performance level, but certainly understanding the processes, that multi-sport games, and is absolutely invaluable. You can't get that anywhere else. You can't get that feel for the games through any other pathway. So it really is so valuable, and we've seen a number of times great performances at Island Games go on to Commonwealth Youth, Commonwealth Proper, and really benefit from those experiences they've had here. So yeah, really, really important.
And just one more question each. So Eric, obviously we've spoken a lot about the competitive side of it already over the last few minutes, but the Island Games, to just be part of the atmosphere and everything like that, how different is it to anywhere else these swimmers might go?
Oh, completely. Lee touched on earlier the multi-sport factor. So I think that also, obviously, it's the Island Games, so it's probably similar for all of the nations attending. But, you know, to see their peers that they may have seen, they may have gone to school with them, but all of a sudden, you know, the badminton players, the athletics, the triathletes, all of those coming together, the opening ceremony is just absolutely fantastic to see all of the people from the Isle of Man mixing with all the other nations, but also most importantly, the sports mixing, which is something we don't really get other than at Island Games and Commonwealth Games. So yeah, fantastic.
And Lee, just finally, I'm not going to ask you to make any predictions, put any ultimatums out there, nothing like that, but what would you all class as a successful Island Games, do you think?
I think as a team, the go-to is personal best times. I can't ask for more than that. And if a personal best is enough for a medal, if a personal best is enough for a final, if a personal best is enough for a gold medal and a games record, we'll be just as proud of those guys, because realistically, swimming is about, it's not like other sports where other people can affect your performance. You've got one lane, there's no one else going to get in that water. It's down to you, and if you go and do the best you could have done on the day, we'll all be more than happy with that. But having said that, having topped the Manx medal table for a number of games, there's certainly an internal expectation from myself and from the athletes that have been there before and know what it means, because we love singing that national anthem.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.